This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Your extraordinary love story. You guys, your story's so beautiful. Actually, I did start reading some of the entries we were getting for this, and they're great.
Mm.
And yeah, give me some love music. It's nice. How about I just read you one of the entries that I liked. This one, it's really fun.
Do it.
Vinny is going to be blown away by this one, especially by the ending. Here we go. Turn that up a little bit. A full moon, a campfire, and an unexpected love. It all started in the Arizona desert beneath a full moon at a medieval reenactment event. It's so good.
Is it?
Yes. It all started in the Arizona desert beneath a full moon at a medieval reenactment event. We both had friends who were finding common ground in Shakespeare, movies, and games. The next night, we walked and talked until the sun came up. And though we met in Arizona, we both came from the Bay Area. And what began as a fun connection blossomed into a whirlwind romance. And I do mean whirlwind. Here we go. I convinced myself we were just having fun, especially since I was religious and he was an atheist. 1 week later, Andrew proposed. 4 months after we met, we were married. Now 25 years with 5 kids. Angela in Alamo.
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh my God. That is so beautiful. It's such a beautiful love extraordinary story. I love it. Oh, Angela, thank you for entering. And perhaps you will be the winner of the dinner at the Fairmont. Oh, that's where you're getting hung up.
Not the 1 week. Not the Ren Fair or whatever it was.
God, I love everything about that one. That is a really good one. Oh, my gosh. Let me catch my breath.
Those are two. I mean, they're both nerds, but they're highly capable people.
Mm.
5 of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, they say by the time you get to the third one, there's nothing else in your life. So accept it. Popping them out. That's what she's doing, popping them out.
Yeah.
So tell us your love story, and you could win a romantic dinner for two at the Fairmont in San Francisco. We love the Fairmont. How you doing, Michelle? Including a 3-course meal with champagne and hosted parking. All you have to do is go to RadioAlice.com and write down your extraordinary love story. We've had a lot of entries. Thank you. We're weeding through. We want to find the very best ones. I thought that was one of the best ones.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. The winner will be announced and read on the air at 8 o'clock in the morning on Thursday of this week, the February 13th. Thursday, the February 13th.
What?
I don't know. Well, I kind of like it, though. So I'm going to move. This is not a love story. It is kind of a love story.
Is it not a love story or is it kind of a love story?
It's about somebody that someone loves. Vince Neil has a private plane. We're just going to let that settle. Vince Neil cannot sing, has a private plane, has a private jet, just a little one. And it's not that he can't physically
just a
sing.
A little one, but just, it's a private jet.
It's a private jet, little private jet. He's, let's see, it's a Learjet 35A.
Yeah, that's a
private jet. Yeah, Learjet.
Vince Neil.
From Motley Crue. Motley Crue has sold a zillion records back in the day when that mattered, you know.
They still sell out stadiums.
They sure do. They tour.
Even though they promised they wouldn't. That's the band that said, we're going to sign a contract
saying
and we're
never
coming
tour
back.
Again.
And then they came back.
Well, you know, money talks, Vin. And it's crazy, too, that people will still pay them to play because, first of all, they were like the band that was known for absolute hideous debauchery. Like, there's nothing PC about these guys in the backstage area. There's been nothing but sort of... I mean, I guess they say all press is good press. But then, you know, John loves Motley Crue. He loves those. And that first record, there's some great songs on there. The first song I ever learned to play on guitar was Too Young to Fall in Love. But then I went back just recently, maybe a couple of years ago. I hadn't listened to that whole record all the way through. And I went, oh, yeah, I forgot. Vince Neil can't sing. That's right. Like, if autotune had been available... when Vince Neil was like, we would really have a very different opinion about Motley Crue, maybe. But anyway, so Motley Crue.
The hit off that first record was called Live Wire.
Cause I'm alive, a live wire.
That was
alive.
The one that played big down. Yeah. There was a station down south called KNAC.
Yeah,
K-N-A-C. And it was a metal station. And they
did
played-
they only say no? I'd never listened to KNAC. And I would, but I would see stories about it and stuff. You know, I was a baby in radio and stuff. And I always thought it was called KNAC. It wasn't called KNAC.
Just KNAC too.
Oh, they did call it that too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are some, even the first record, Take Me to the Top, PC Reaction, Live Wire. Those are
PC
all
PC Reaction is
Too
great.
Fast for Love.
Too Fast for Love.
Which one did you say?
Too Young to Fall in Love, which I think is on the second album.
Yeah, that's not on the first album. Anyway, go on.
Which one is?
So Vince Neil's Jet.
Yeah, okay, so, blah, blah, blah. Oh, sorry. Are we talking about classic rock? That's bad. Now, Vince Neil, who is very famous and has cleaned his act up, he has a private plane, which is hilarious. Like, oh,
they didn't
God,
let him drive that thing,
oh,
did
no,
they?
Oh, no, okay. He wasn't even on the thing.
Oh, okay.
But his girl, see how it's kind of a love story? His girlfriend was on it.
He lets her drive it?
I'm sure someone was driving it.
Oh, okay.
Someone qualified was driving it. So, this happened in...
someone qualified who crashed it, apparently.
Well...
because I saw the headline.
Yes. So, but it is a, it looks like, and I will show you the video. Do you have the video? I sent it to you in our prep thing. So in the video, this plane is on the ground and it's out of control. Like, and it looks like it's the video's from kind of far away, but it looks like it's an absolute failure of the landing gear and that the thing is just skidding and it slams into.
So they had to belly flop it to the tarmac and just. Cross their fingers.
Yes, basically. So scroll down, keep going, keep going. Nope, keep going, keep going. There it is. So this is it. Now, there's the plane that hit. And I think it runs over and over. So this is in Arizona. And it's at the Scottsdale Municipal Airport.
Oh, it is totally just going fast.
Right? And it obviously can't stop. It's on the ground. It's safely, safely landed on nothing on its belly. And it's just skidding along.
But the plane it hit
was
considerably bigger than
it. Yeah, but that is also a private plane, a Gulfstream 200 business jet.
Okay.
So it sounds like this is one of those smaller, one of those private airports where the Richie Riches land their planes. Somebody did die.
Scottsdale is a rich area.
Yeah, so, and it says here Scottsdale Municipal, which to me, and I'm looking at all these little private jets. Mm-hmm. A lot of times there's like, you know, tarmac access for cars and stuff. They get up right out there to the private jet area and that kind of thing. So this plane, owned by Vince Neil from Motley Crue, crashes into another aircraft on a runway. Vince was not on it, but his girlfriend was. There was a fatality, but it wasn't her. She, I think, has 5 broken ribs. Like, this is a terrible, I mean, you can see it. It is a terrible, high impact. That plane is
someone
going really
died,
fast.
Though?
Yes. However, I don't know which plane the person who died was on. It sounds like a lot of people got hurt.
You've flown private. Did the pilot say, prepare for landing, everyone buckle in?
Oh, yes.
Or, oh, they
yes.
did.
Absolutely. You still follow all the rules. They're just way more cash about it. Like, all right, guys, we're going to land soon. Let's go ahead and get back in our seats. Let's clear away all your catering that you had for the flight. People who can't fly private all the time should never fly private. It's like it ruins everything for you. You're like, oh, this is why I need to be a billionaire. So I'm so jealous just thinking about it. Okay, so here we go. His jet is a Learjet 35A. It was landing. It crashed into a Gulfstream 200 business jet yesterday afternoon. Here in this story, they're saying possibly due to a failure of the landing gear. It looks like it. It actually does look like that thing is on its belly gliding along at top speed, as though the landing gear has flown off of it.
You can see the pilot turns the plane sideways as opposed to going straight in. So someone
is there some control going on there?
But I don't think the wheels were down. So I don't know how you would.
Definitely,
maybe it doesn't turn, does it?
I don't know, Vin. Honestly, it doesn't look like anyone. It's going. It has just landed. And it's skidding along on its belly, and it runs. It comes in like sort of from the backside to.
Okay, so she's the other jet.
She has 5 broken ribs.
Oh, that's not okay.
She's lived.
That hurts, though.
There was a fatality. It was not her, obviously.
Well, the pilot may have gone straight into that other plane.
Her name is Rain.
Rain.
Vince's girlfriend. Her name is Rain. Spelled like rain. She and a friend she was traveling with were both hospitalized, and some dogs they were traveling with did survive the crash. I don't have any word on the identity of the deceased or which plane he or she was on, but I'm sure there'll be more info.
It was the pilot of Vince's.
You know what? It makes sense. That is a nose-on collision.
I thought he was turning it, but now that I looked at it a second time, he does go straight in.
Might even.
If I were the pilot, I'd be trying to get sideways, too.
I'd lay down flat on the floor. Like, I can't. There's nothing I can do. I have no wheels. It's very terrible video to watch. You know what? Oh, yeah, Vinny, look at it. We're looking at a still now, and that plane is sitting on. There is no landing gear underneath it. It's just sitting on the ground, and the front end of it is gone. That is so scary. Why don't you put that whole story up at the Facebook page so people can see all those stills as well if they want to.
Doing some stuff, and he was nowhere in the area.
He was not on that plane. Okay. So whether he was in Scottsdale or he was... doesn't he have a place around here somewhere?
I thought he lived in Vegas because he was around when we went on that trip and he's got a tattoo parlor. I don't think they use that term anymore. A tattoo shop.
Is that what they call it?
I don't know. I always thought it was a parlor.
I sort of liked a tattoo
parlor. Very old school. Either way, I think he's got some business there, and I think that's a tax-free
place. It's very tax-favorable.
Yeah. Smart.
Jelly Roll has some advice. If you're struggling to exercise, he has now lost over 120 pounds, and he was giving some exercise advice that, really anybody who's trying to drop a few LBs, you could benefit from this. He shared a post on his Instagram where he's at the top of a mountain after a long hike, and he's all, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm sore, but holy F, isn't that beautiful? Here we go.
Not moving today. It's worth the sacrifice, y'all. It's worth the pain. I realized today that some days when I get out here in this process of trying to make this massive life change, that some days I come out here and I feel great. I mean, from the moment we start, I feel good all the way through, and I only feel better when I leave, you know? But today kind of reminded me that sometimes you have those days, man, where you just don't feel it at all. And even as you get walking, you don't feel it. You're like, your heartbeat starts pumping. Like, your heartbeat starts pumping, you still don't completely feel it. You know what I mean? But, man, those are the most gratifying to go do that work, y'all. Because I think that made me remember to tell y'all, we can't live in a false sense of this thing not sucking, right? Like, you're making this big of a life change, it's gonna hurt, be painful. I'm sore all the time, I'm constantly but man, I feel better, y'all. Especially the first couple months, dude, you feel like you're just and like you can't get any progress. I know that feeling, y'all. Stick with this, baby. Stick with this, and I'm gonna see you May 4th, and we are gonna do this thing together, y'all.
That's the 5K he's training for in Tampa.
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you. You know, good job editing that. because there are some long panty breaths in between.
Oh,
in between.
Maddie
long,
edited
Maddie,
that.
Maddie took that down.
Maddie,
lots of F bombs.
Yes.
Thank you.
He doesn't say where this hike took place, but there are people in the comments who are guessing that it's at the top of Camelback Mountain in Phoenix. They can tell from the scenery. We should put that up too. That's, you know, that's pretty inspiring. Like, here's a guy who still weighs 400 pounds. You know, he's well on his way, but to think that you've lost 100, you've lost a whole person and you still have three people left to lose. Like, it's just a lot. I feel for him. That's got to be exhausting. So, Della Roll.
Keep going.
Trying to be inspiring. And I'll leave you with this. If you are, no matter how you feel about the 2025 Super Bowl halftime show, Billboard would like to hear what you'd like for next year. They're already starting. So if you go to billboard.com, you can enter your thoughts on who should star next year.
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl halftime show.
It's going to happen here at Levi's.
Oh, is it?
It's here.
Oh.
And so I believe it should be, absolutely be a Bay Area band.
I agree. Who do you think?
Well, I mean.
I mean, Green Day, obviously.
Green Day would be my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, my first choice might have been Journey, but I don't think they're.
They don't seem to like each other.
They don't.
Very much.
Seems like they might get in a big fight while
Metallica
they're on stage.
Metallica would be great.
Oh my God.
Metallica would be
Metallica
great.
Metallica would be huge.
Last time the Super Bowl was here, they did a show and it was awesome. Like, they did a pregame show and it was just so good.
Yeah, either one of those bands, though, they both know how to do it. Green Day, Metallica, there's no question they'll rock the house. And all the houses
and
watching.
All the houses around.
Everyone will be like, wow,
all the
that's
houses
the way
within reach.
It's done.
Yeah, it's good.
But I don't know. I mean, hip hop does seem to be the chosen genre.
Although, actually, I'm really surprised that we aren't getting more like really big country shows. Country has seemed to have taken over. Like, it would be nice to see a mashup between country and rap. That would have been kind of fun.
Well, something
for everybody.
Definitely those artists. Who was that? Was it Uncle Cracker?
Oh, yeah. Funny.
What did he do?
He did the Drift Away song, didn't he? Or is that who I'm thinking of?
Is it Uncle Cracker?
It was Uncle Cracker, but I don't know if that's the song he did. Was it Give the B-Boy and Free My Soul?
Well, we played it here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Drift Away, Follow Me, Smile.
Yeah, so he did do a version of Drift Away. That's the only one I know from him. But yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, this is why they are doing the poll.
Okay.
Go to billboard.com. Check it out over there. Okay, Vincenzo, what do you got coming up?
We have a game.
Oh, really?
After this. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Mom. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talk about on the show today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Romance on the Rails.
Oh.
All this week, listen at 305, 405, 505, and 605. I believe the entirety of the Jane Show.
All of the hours of Jane Show.
Right here on Alice for the code words.
Sweet.
Text that code word to our contest line, 20357.
Nice.
That'll enter you for a chance to win a pair of Gourmet Express lunch and dinner passes for the Napa Valley Wine Train with world-class wines and exquisite cuisine, plus qualify for the grand prize, which includes an overnight stay at the River Terrace Inn.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
Courtesy of Napa Valley Wine Train and River Terrace Inn. Romance on the rails.
How
for you.
How wonderful.
Just another way we try to show you that we love you. And we want you to listen all the time.
All the time.
Please okay,
keep it
so,
here all day.
It was clear early, but we're going to start to see clouds stacking up. And there's a little bit of rain headed our way tonight. Similar day tomorrow where there'll be some rain in the evening hours. But Thursday, it's going to be, that's the day.
Yay. Definitely get on a plane that day.
Yeah, get on a plane on Thursday.
Yeah,
you're
going to
love it.
Woo.
Chinese New Year parade is in San Francisco this Saturday night at 5 p.m.
Mm.
And there are a lot of NBA All-Star events. We'll keep reminding you just because either you're coming in and you're going to be stoked, or you're coming in to do something different and be like, why can't I get anywhere?
Right.
This is.
Give yourself extra time.
Yep. Exactly.
Public transpo always recommended when there's a lot going on.
How would you like to play a mini game?
I love a mini game. You know me. I love a game. Yay, let's play a game. Okay.
A 311-year-old Stradivarius violin. Just sold at auction. Experts say it's one of the finest instruments ever made.
You do hear that name, right? When you hear about the precious violins.
It was donated to the New England Conservatory of Music in 2009.
Oh. Now, do they let anyone play that thing? Like, that's got to be, like, only the very best violinist in the world could even touch it. And it's just, what did you say, 311 years old? Maybe they don't let anyone touch it at all.
There's no way you hand that to
anyone.
I mean, maybe someone who's incredible.
Sure.
You know,
the very best.
Whoever the equivalent of Yo-Yo Ma.
That's the name I keep thinking of, yes.
Who's the equivalent of a violin player?
Yeah, I just do not know. But whoever that is, I wonder if they let that guy.
They do say they need to be played from time to time. Yes, so somebody is obviously getting to play it.
Oh.
Unless I'm...
It doesn't make sense, but it also does make sense.
A 311-year-old Stradivarius violin sold at auction on Friday for $5.6 million.
Okay.
B, $11.3 million. Or C, $20.2 million. A 311-year-old Stradivarius violin sold for how much, Sarah?
I mean, $20 million just sounds outrageous.
Oh, because 5.6 doesn't.
Are you trying to tell me it's 5.6?
I'm not trying to tell you anything, but for you to say that sounds out, it all sounds outrageous. But again, it's a 311-year-old Stradivarius violin sold at auction.
And isn't that like the violin? Like, that is the most famous?
It's one of the finest instruments ever made.
Mm.
That goes for all of them.
Yeah, all the instruments.
You
know, Stradivarius.
So yeah, you look at like Neil Peart's drum set.
Yeah.
Whatever brand he uses.
Pearl.
It's finer than that? Are you kidding?
Is that possible?
It is, though.
Mm.
It's one of the finest.
Well, just the craftsmanship, right? Something that's 311 years old. Like, they didn't have like a punch that was making pieces of that thing. That was handcrafted.
A, 5.6 million. B, 11.3 million. Or C, $20.2 million for the 311-year-old Stradivarius violin. Sarah?
$20 million. $20.2 million.
I'll go B then. Bob, 11.
And the winner is... Maddie.
Oh, the 11.
Who's on the show.
Maddie's on the show, you guys. Not for long. He's actually going to go get a new hip, so he won't be on the show for a while.
Maddie.
But right now he's on the show. He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
That one was for you, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, oh. Kelly.
A sad donkey named Eeyore is doing much better after getting a new home on Vancouver Island in Canada.
Oh.
He lived alone his whole life in someone's backyard.
Oh, no. They need companionship.
And they say he wasn't great with other animals. A sanctuary called Home for Hooves took him in when his owner passed away, and the woman who runs it wanted to give him something to do. So she tossed a big yoga ball into his pen.
Oh.
He played with it constantly until it popped. Then, people on social media who saw Eeyore and his love for the yoga ball started sending more yoga balls. He ended up with 40 of them.
Why? Did they put them all into his pen?
He still plays with them, but doesn't need them as much anymore because he finally bonded with three other rescue donkeys she brought in. She says it's nice to see him finally have a family.
A community.
She also renamed him Earl because Eeyore was just too depressing. Home for Hooves.
Earl.
Now has Earl the donkey, who now has... family.
Earl is a great name. Earl. But there's nothing wrong with Eeyore. Eeyore was loved. That was why all his stuff was falling out, because he was loved to death. You know? Eeyore. Eeyore. Eeyore.
Sometimes,
yes.
If you've been waiting for a big game, you don't want to miss any of it.
Oh. You're talking about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, I mean, here it is.
It's right. Wait all year for it.
Honestly... Even though I didn't have a bun in that oven, as Sarah would say,
right.
I do feel like let's put football to bed now for the rest of the year and move our attention to the Warriors and baseball. Spring training's
right around the corner.
So I'm excited for the, you know, what's next. The Niners have been out of it for a while now, so let's move on. Anyway, back to the point, which is this story. A woman's Super Bowl story is going viral online. She says her boyfriend had some buddies over for the big game.
Yeah.
He apparently didn't buy enough beer, so he asked her if she could run to the store and get some more brewskis for him and his boys.
That's reasonable.
She said she wasn't into the Super Bowl herself, but she doesn't like being treated like a waitress. Mm. So she said, no! No! No, I'm not going to go get you more beer. No!
She say it like that?
Yeah.
That is very annoying.
That's...
So he's mad at her, right?
Yeah. Oh, he flipped out. They argued, and she got mad, and she turned the TV off.
Oh, my God.
The boyfriend finally just said, I'll go get the beer myself. He did not talk to her the rest of the night, even after his friends left.
Oh, boy.
The woman is now asking the internet, you think I overreacted? Am I overreacting? Did she overreact, Sarah?
I'm just going to say that this is a relationship that isn't working.
Oh.
And that it is not based on love, trust, gratefulness, gratitude, I guess. Mm-hmm. These are people who she doesn't want to make him happy and he doesn't want to make her happy. And they actually hate each other. It's like on a low simmer. I mean, they're definitely not. Even if they do wind up married, it'll be because she got knocked up or something. And that's going to be a huge disaster. Like, this is doomed. And they're both terrible people.
That is the most popular answer.
Oh, really?
She asked the internet, did I overreact? And most people just said, you two should break up.
Mm-hmm.
Just break up.
Just forget it.
And I do agree. I think you can't go on a beer run for your boyfriend.
Right. Well, he obviously hasn't done anything nice for her. But if you're living tit for tat, that's also not cool.
What'd you just say to me?
You heard me. It's one of those things. I don't want you to do something and expect something of me. I want us to both love each other and to do things for each other because we love each other and realize that someone did something for you. Like, you know, maybe it's as simple as set up the coffee for the next morning. And, you say thank you so much for doing that. It took that off my list. Thanks for taking out the trash. Thanks for folding the laundry. Thanks for picking up that one thing. Thanks for clearing out the magic table. Boom. All the things.
Or just get Instacart and have it delivered next time.
Well, there's that. But I do think if it were me and Christina was like, can you go get me some wine? I'm sitting here with my friends and we've had a couple, but we're running out low. I would be like, yeah, you can't drive.
Right.
Of course you can't drive. I'll go get you what you need because
you shouldn't
drive.
But if she asked like that, I would be less apt to do it. If she said, I love you, would you please run and get some more wine? Obviously we can't and...
Right.
This party's going on. And right. then you'd feel like my time's value has been acknowledged. I've been asked nicely. Of course I'll go and do that.
But did you just wink at me? That's also, yeah, that you want that too. Like, you know, and later.
So, okay. Like,
it's going down.
This is tit for tat. Got it. Okay.
Right. Thank you. I got you.
I knew you wanted to hear it again.
I couldn't leave faster.
Get back sooner. When are your friends leaving?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's All Perlman is the best violin player of all times.
It's Yitzhak. How do you say it?
Someone else said Yitzhak. Yitzhak Perlman is today's most famous violinist.
That is a name I've heard, but I have no idea how to pronounce it. Yitzhak.
Joshua Bell is a local violinist. Katie, Nevada Radio.
Katie, does Joshua Bell have a Stradivarius? $11 million. Can you believe that? Is that like the most expensive instrument ever sold?
I bet not. I bet there
some
are
guitar.
Like, yeah, some guitar from some, you know, stud like David Gilmour or one of the Eddie Van Halen, like originals.
That would actually be a fun quiz.
Oh,
it might be too late for that today, though.
Well, of course it's too late. I have text to read.
Oh, well, hurry up. Can I hear the music?
Says, how about the best of the Bay Area halftime show? Journey with Steve Perry, Santana, Joe Satriani, Metallica, and Green Day.
That sounds great.
How about all metal bands? Testament, Exodus.
Oh.
Machine Head and Metallica.
Mm. Could we get Third Eye Blind back together for this?
That's what?
I love them.
Yeah, but they're not metal. Metal. All
and
metal.
Train. No, I wanted to try to put all these bands together. I just wanted the good ones.
Another train show.
Yeah. We had Train and Third Eye Blind.
All right.
And whatever.
Let's
love
play
and Journey.
A game. Fine.
Okay.
God.
It's time to play a game. Oh, I am in charge of it, aren't I?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I was waiting for you to start talking.
I know. I didn't get one together for you.
Today. All right. Here we go. How old is that guy?
All righty.
How old is that guy?
Well, we're about to find out.
All right.
Up first, Vinny. You have to go first today.
I'm 47.
Well, you're wrong. Do you want to take a guess on that?
54, Bob.
Let's go higher. That's a point for Maddie.
Ah, I get a point.
Yep.
How did that just happen to me?
Vinny, you still have to go first on this one, even though you're down 1 point already.
You're being nice to me today.
Well, he's really had a hard day. How old is Sheryl Crow? How old is Sheryl Crow?
64, Bob.
63, Bob.
She is exactly 63.
Oh!
And that's 2 points for Maddie, who is now leading 3-0.
Don't.
Oh.
Don't have fun. Really.
Please make a note of that.
Noted,
okay, Maddie,
sir.
You have to go first.
Oh, edit that laugh out in post.
Maddie, how old is Jen Aniston? How old is Jennifer Aniston?
58.
This is 59.
She is 56, and that is another point for Maddie. Who's on the show. How old is Tina Louise Ginger from Gilligan's Island, Vinny? How old is Tina Louise?
83.
I'll go 84, Bob.
She's 91, and that is another point for Maddie. Basically, I feel like we have a winner. You want one more?
Oh, yeah.
You rig this today,
I'll
or
go
what?
For the clean sweep.
All right, Maddie, you have
the
to go first.
The fix is in!
There's no fix. How old is Sarah Palin? How old is Sarah Palin?
70.
Okay.
69,
she
Bob.
She is 61, Vinny, and that's 1 point for you by a score of 5-1. Maddie continues to be on the show.
There we go.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
All right.
Needed that today. Thank you.
Maddie.
Yes.
I want to thank you for coming to work today. Maddie, at 3 o'clock this morning, got up for work and his very old 17-year-old large dog named Kelly Clarkson was in trouble. And somehow in the middle of the night, you found emergency services and Kelly has gone to dog heaven.
Yes.
And you still, through all of it, you came into work and the timing is horrendous. You're having a hip surgery tomorrow. Like, we are losing you as it is. It would have been terrible to lose you one day early, but I just wanted to say thank you for coming in today and figuring all this out. And I'm really, really sorry. And I know a lot of people have been reaching out to you today because of this, but
yeah, thanks everybody.
17, almost 18 years
almost
old.
Almost 18. Had a great life. She was a great dog. And I will mourn later today. A lot.
I'm sure. Mm. Be sure to listen to Jane's show for your chance at that Romance on the Rails package. Listen all day for the Disney cruise. If you listen to the Odyssey app and give us an hour, you're in the running for that. And don't forget to tell us your extraordinary love story at RadioAlice.com for your chance at our Fairmont Valentine's package. Good luck with your surgery tomorrow.
Thank you.
And we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.